Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Never trust a doubter. You see, people will project their own doubts and their own disbeliefs about themselves onto you if you let them. Only if you let them, so don't let them. You have to think, you got to sit there and consider, what is this doubter's motive? What are they trying to stop me from doing? What are they really saying when they say things like, you can't do this, or it ain't never been done, or what if this happens? You probably are going to fail. You're wasting your time and money. You tell them something serious and they're laughing at you. It comes in many different forms, doubt. So you have to be your own voice of reason. You have to trust yourself more than you trust anyone else. And you have to trust your gut instincts, because only you are going to know what feels right in your own bones. Nobody else can feel things for you. So in my life, I feel that I've been fortunate in that I don't really recall personally dealing with someone doubting me or my abilities in a direct way to my face. I can't really recall that happening. However, I've heard enough stories from my friends and family and people, colleagues, acquaintances, people that are close to me as well. I've heard enough of their stories and have been able to extrapolate what they are really saying and the things, stories that they're telling themselves, the things that are holding them back, the things that are killing their dreams. So I'm just observant to it, and I'm interested in their stories, and I look at them and I find these common denominators, and I just am interested enough in people and their stories to see what's really going on with them and checking out what their mannerisms are and the things that they constantly share with me. So this topic about doubt is more about my empathy extended onto them and trying to look at things from their angle because of the conditioning that they have, the things that they have constantly told themselves years and years on end. See, some people don't have strong circles of trust, nor do they have strong circles of trust, or maybe they do, but circles of trust, that's a different thing. Because some people are always, they're used to being the smartest people in the room, so they don't learn anything really when they're around the people that they spend most of their time with. Add on to that, some people are comfortable, or they are surrounded by people that are comfortable in their own lives, which makes them feel comfortable too. So they don't take risks because of osmosis. They're hanging only with people that are like them, that are in the same situations. While a lot of us entrepreneurs, or a lot of us high achievers, overachievers, we understand that we have to hang out with people that we want to model ourselves after, who have things that we want, who have achieved levels of success that we have yet to, so that we can absorb gain. So sometimes I'm surrounded by people, they are watching me win rather than getting out here and doing it for themselves. They'd rather spectate. That's fine. If they're comfortable with that, I guess. If they don't want to change, if they rather sit on the sidelines, then that's on them. I'm not knocking them. But you, as a listener of this podcast, I'm presuming, even if you have spent a lot of your life being a spectator, that you're at least wanting to make a change. So that's why I'm talking to you now. You can never trust a doubter. Doubters don't bring any value into your life. They're only holding you back. And that's really on you. It's not on them. It's not on no one else. You are to blame for this. You allow it to happen. People do to you what you allow them to. They get away with what you allow them to get away with. If you don't check them on the spot, if you feeling disrespected or you feel like someone isn't valuing your ideas or these moves that you're trying to make, you got to X people out your lives. Because the longer you allow these people to remain in your life, these people that you've clearly outgrown, those people who you have evolved far beyond, the longer you allow them in your life, the more you are being held back. Never trust a doubter. And you have to be at peace with certain things. Sometimes you may feel like if you go too far, you might leave people behind who were with you when things were hard. And that's the truth. You're going to leave people behind. That is a natural part of the process. The reason is all people in our circumference, all people that we know are only in our lives for seasons, literally. We all die someday. It could be many seasons from now. It could be just a few seasons, but people, we're only in each other's lives for seasons. And not everyone that you knew back then is meant to walk alongside you in your own path. They're going to be on their own path sometimes. You have to recognize and you have to be cool with walking alone. Stop worrying about pleasing those who you grew up with like you owe them something, like you need to stifle yourself, like you need to stay leveled. You can be grounded. You can be a grounded person. You can be a humble dude or a humble female and still be a high achiever. They're not mutually exclusive. You can't change the neighborhood you grew up in or the circumstances you were born into or the school you studied at. You didn't really make those choices. Those were made by your parents or the people that brought you up. Just because you grew up with those people who you had no choice really to be around or went to the same grade school as them, that doesn't mean that you are going to grow at the same pace as them. That doesn't mean that y'all all going to have even paths that move at the same speed. Sometimes people are in our lives to show us things that or provide perspectives and lifestyles that we know we don't want to be a part of. Sometimes they provide lifestyles we do want to be a part of. If you are one of those people that believe everything happens for a reason, then maybe those people were in your lives for you to learn a very specific lesson. And once you have, they're just dead weight at that point. And I didn't make it that way. That's the way the game is. Right? We all grow beyond a certain point and we evolve each generation, each human generation. So growth is a natural part of the process, and we have to be fine with that. We have to respect that process. You might be the only exceptional person in your gang. Not everyone around you is going to be as exceptional. They're not going to see things the way that you do, and you got to be cool with that. Never trust a doubter, though. They'll tell you that it cannot be done because they couldn't do it. So that same thinking will begin to seep into your subconscious, that it can't be done, that you risk everything, and what if you lose everything, these questions. Next thing you know, another year has passed and you still up here playing games when you were supposed to do that thing a while ago. And we know that that idea is going to find another vessel if you keep playing around. So you have to free yourself. You have to free your energy and your time away from the restraints of destructive criticism. I'm talking to you, young queen, and you, young king. Destructive criticism, not the type that's helping you, the type that's tearing you down, really, and that chips away at your soul. You have to surround yourself with those who will give you constructive criticism. You do this by surrounding yourself with mentors who truly want to see you win. They're not just looking for themselves to win. They're not just looking for people to help them look bigger. No, because any true mentor will tell you that the reward is in being able to share what they've learned to make it easier. And you learn so much by doing that. You teach and learn at the same time. It's a great feeling. You work on trusting yourself and not letting doubt consume you by not always being the smartest person in the room. You have to find new rooms to sit in, to shut the hell up and just observe and just peep the game. You don't need to be in there with any agenda or any way of trying to sell yourself or do anything. It's just about soaking up all of this wisdom, all of these insights, all of these experiences, if you want to be a more efficient person. See, some things you don't have to go through. You don't have to personally go through to know what it's like. We all got our different learning styles. And maybe the way you learn is by touching a stove when they told you it was hot. Maybe the way you learn is by reading about the person that touched the stove. Maybe you're the type of person that learns by watching the person touch the stove in real time, whichever way that you learn. But if you are trying to achieve more things, if you're trying to have more fulfillment in life, you have to be very brutal with where your time and energy is spent, and you got to be working on a bulletproof hustle. No exceptions. You must trust in yourself and you must tell yourself the right things. You need to brainwash yourself that it can be done, that maybe it hasn't been done yet because you are meant to do it, because you are meant to forge that path. You have to keep telling yourself these things day in, day out, no exceptions, no compromises, because life is hard and you're going to have probably more disappointment, more resistance, more uphill battles than those good times. Remember, one peak, two valleys. Two valleys for every one peak, right? So never trust a doubter. Trust those who see you for who you are, who see the value that you have to bring to a situation, to a business, an entity of yours, and allow those people to be in your circumference and in your circle of thrust. You will go further then. But who we surround ourselves with makes up a huge piece of the puzzle. And there's a saying that you are the five closest people you hang out with the most, or something like that. I probably butchered that, but you may have heard that. So it's vital that you really get the right people in your circle and that you have no doubt about what it is that you're here to do. Risk is different. We all gonna have fears and worry about the risk versus the reward. But at least you wanna be trusting your own voice and your own self, not what people have told you, not what people have been saying all of this time. You got to judge yourself, or you got to be in your own mind and really know what's going on through your own eyes. So that's what I want to leave you with here on this episode. Never trust a doubter. Let's move forward. You know how we do. Thank you for listening. Shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle. And you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.